Foxconn broke ground on its factory in Mount Pleasant this summer. There are thousands of jobs expected at the facility. Some local officials are worried that people who need jobs in southeastern Wisconsin may not be able to get to them. Milwaukee's County Board of Supervisors tackled the issue with a proposal to create a new bus service connecting workers with Foxconn. Late last month, the board voted 16-1 to initiate discussions with Racine County, the state, and Foxconn about transportation for the company's future workers. Theodore Lipscomb Sr. is the chairman of the Milwaukee County Board of Supervisors. He introduced the proposal back in March. Chairman Lipscomb, welcome to Central Time.
Hey, thanks for having me on, Rob. Appreciate the time.
Talk about your concerns. You've got all these jobs coming to southeastern Wisconsin. What are you worried about in terms of connecting people with those jobs?
Yeah, so if you look at where the site's located, obviously it's a regional opportunity, and there is some challenge, right, in moving workers. So even in Racine, where it's located, where people live is significantly away from that site, and so there's going to be a transportation problem, even for those who are closest to the site. But for me, I'm obviously most interested in Milwaukee workers being able to get access to some of those jobs, and that geographic gap is even larger. So we've got to figure out a way to get them there. Even if people had cars, do we really want them building parking lots for 13,000 workers? So mass transit should be part of the solution, and so that's why I floated an idea at the beginning of March, and still needs a lot of work, but we at least have the clear policy direction from the county board now that this is something that we're behind.
So what kind of plan do you have on the table right now?
Sure. So I had asked SewerPAC, which is the Southeastern Wisconsin Regional Planning Commission, to model the potential of dedicated bus service. And they did that, and that's what I had first introduced in March. And that idea was, sort of looking at a variety of levels of service. So, should we run 4, 6, 8, 10 buses, that sort of thing. And what kind of route, what would the times be, how many people could be served. And that initial analysis is where, at the top end, they said, well, if the demand's there, if people want to do it, want to take those rides, if even 10% of the jobs could be served by bus, that would be, you're talking 1,300 people, that would be a great success. Obviously, if we could do better, if we could do even more, I'd be interested in that. But the idea would be to use dedicated service from both cities to the site.
And have you looked at how to pay for the new public transport connections to Foxconn?
Yeah, right. That's always the challenge. So, obviously our transit system, like others, struggles with declining or stagnant funding, and so that's always part of the challenge. In this case, what I put on the table as a conversation starter was $4.5 million. That are the proceeds from sale of some former Midwest Express facilities, and this was the result of the last time that the Racine and Milwaukee and the state partnered, which was in an attempt to save Midwest Express during the downturn. We had we'd all put up some money as well as guaranteed these hangars, and unfortunately that deal didn't work out. Obviously Midwest Express didn't survive, and we were left with these hangars, and for a while we were carrying them, unable to find buyers, but we did finally sell them last year, and there's $4.5 million in proceeds from that. And so the idea was, just as we tried to or did partner on what was an important business and that had, served both communities and the larger region, that in the same way, that this is sort of the greatest opportunity in front of us today to do the same thing and partner on regional economic development. And and connecting our communities.
As I understand it, to tap into that money, the proceeds, as you say, from the sale of those hangars, it would take some negotiations between the counties, the state, I think the federal government, too?
So it's sort of in dispute as to who all the players are or what their roles are. And part of that is that the initial agreement never contemplated this happening. So the agreement contemplated, what if we never had to step in and spend the money that those communities had put up or use those funds? But we did. All those monies did get used, and we were still on the hook for even more. We had to borrow money in the end. And it never contemplated, well, then what if later, after it sort of doesn't work out, what if it then produces a surplus? And so in this case, it did. So this is we're in uncharted territory in that case, in that sense. And so it's in dispute as to who really has a claim. And so that's why I'm suggesting that the way to work that out is to negotiate it and to do it in a mutually beneficial way. Obviously, both communities, as well as the state, have an interest in getting workers to the site. And so I'm hoping that by sitting down, we can work through whatever the issues are and come up with an equitable way to fund it.
Talking to Theodore Lipscomb, chairman of the Milwaukee County Board of Supervisors, he's calling for a public transportation option to connect workers in Milwaukee and Racine with jobs at the new Foxconn plant to overcome possible transportation hurdles. Bigger picture, do you see Foxconn having potentially a big impact, employing a lot of people in Milwaukee County, Milwaukee City itself?
I do. I mean, there aren't enough people near the site to work there. They've got to draw from somewhere, and so I really do believe that there's an opportunity for a significant number of people in Milwaukee to work there. Obviously, I think that over time, you know, some people may move to the sort of the middle geography between there, and that's natural. But as of right now, to fill those jobs, they're going to have to draw from Milwaukee, and that's a positive for us, and we should be part of this.
On the flip side, are you worried about this maybe being a missed opportunity for workers in Milwaukee without things like a transportation option for people to get there? Are you worried that Milwaukee wouldn't see benefits?
Yeah, so, I mean, that's why I'm really urging that we get to work on it now, and with the idea that while those jobs are not there yet, this really needs to be in place and be known so that people know that they have a reliable way to get there, and that they will, in fact, then apply for jobs. Because if you don't know, if you know that you have no way or no reliable way to get there, you're not applying. So you've got to have that part of the equation worked out. And so I really think the time is now to get to work on this. And we've had some encouraging initial reports from our transportation department just before it came to a vote this last month, and that was not the case back in March. I mean, at that time, no conversation had occurred.
Now we have a statewide election going on. A majority of Democratic candidates for governor said they would work to rescind the Foxconn deal. The other couple said they'd want to renegotiate. Does that put your planning on hold in any way, the possibility that the deal potentially could be rescinded?
Yeah, so I won't put odds on whether the deal is rescinded or modified or whatnot. But, you know, I'm going to work off the idea that some level of development of significant development and jobs are going to occur there. If somebody wants to rework the deal, that's beyond my responsibilities. But if they want to negotiate something else, you know. Likewise, I would say, you know, within the state's commitment to this, if there are other sources of funds, I'm certainly open to that. I mean, if what I put on the table is the wrong pot of money, then let's talk about what are the other state sources or other sources that they want might make available. Because I certainly think that most people would agree that this is a good thing that we should be working on. that the transportation, you know, it doesn't stop at the county border. You know, people cross county lines for jobs, and we've got to figure these sorts of things out.
Are you also hopeful that there could be, and this might not be coming from the county itself, but hopeful that there could be job training that would help match people who currently don't have jobs but might not have the skills needed for Foxconn? Are you, is that something you're looking for in the short or long term?
Yeah, I'm absolutely interested in that, and there's been some indication that there that some of the package from the state includes job training. There was some reference to transportation, and I've just never really been able to get those sorts of details. So that's the kind of thing that I'm hoping that that our administration and those other agencies can really sit down and hammer out. Really
get, getting back to the transportation issue as we wrap up, what's the next step now? The board has advanced this plan. A lot of potential stakeholders here. What's the next step?
Yeah, so it's I should have asked the county exec this morning when we met whether he was signing this one. Presume that he would sign it. It obviously had near unanimous support from the county board. So the policy is clear that this is where the county wants us to go. And so hopefully those departments will be directed to undertake that work and you know, sit down and have those negotiations and bring something concrete back for approval.
We'll leave it there for now. Chairman Lipscomb, thanks a lot for joining us today. I appreciate it.
All right. Thanks again, Rob.
Theodore Lipscomb Sr. is chairman of the Milwaukee County Board of Supervisors. He joins today to talk about his proposal to create a bus route for future Foxconn workers in Racine and Milwaukee counties. He says there's a potential transportation gap that would keep people in areas that need jobs from applying for jobs at the new Foxconn facility. Still time for you to join in with your thoughts on Foxconn. Do you think the state, local government should be investing in this kind of transportation infrastructure? How do you think the state should connect workers in the state, maybe in the areas with a little higher unemployment in southeastern Wisconsin, with these new jobs expected at Foxconn? You can tweet us at Central Time WPR, or as always, email ideas@WPR.org. Let us know what you think about planning for the arrival of Foxconn.